Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Guys, producer Callum has just told us a very suspicious looking package has arrived, and normally you'd evacuate the building when something like that happens.
Is, ooh. Is black tape.
I get to open it. Oh,
what the hell?
Oh, I'm nervous.
Do you know what that? Those packages don't frighten me anymore because it just looks like something's come from Vinted.
It does, yeah.
FAO, what's it say, Dave, on front?
FAO, fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2.
Sorry, this dodgy now. I'm with child.
Hey, what's it say in the back there?
What if it's... It says sender from D12.
Okay, sound.
I don't know how
well,
to
Well, then I trust
this.
It, because that's a good Crumlin address.
D12. Oh, maybe it's from Fiona.
Well, it's absolutely not. I have way better wrapping technique than that.
Insane amount of wrapping on it.
Do you know what this is, Callum? Secretly?
No.
God, it cost them 12 quid to send that in the post, whoever it is.
Does it feel heavy?
And it's express post.
Sorry,
someone really wants us to get whatever this
is. Well done, because I actually wouldn't know how to tackle the opening of that, really.
It's a lot of duct tape. It's not even called duct tape. What's that called?
Masking.
No, it is duct tape. It's duct tape. The black, yeah, it's a very somber type of tape.
That's the way I wrap my vintage. God help whoever opens my vintage stuff.
Okay, here we go.
It's been wrapped in the Pringle tube.
It's been unopened, and here we go. We're going to open the box.
What's in it?
I'm scared.
What's in it?
Vico.
It's natural deodorant.
Vico Naturals.
Oh, sexy.
Oh, my God.
What is Vico Naturals?
Oh, my God.
That was only just a question on the girly quiz. Is that why they sent it?
I don't know. What is it?
It's natural deodorant.
It's natural deodorant. Better for you.
Hi,
and they obviously realised that you smell.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. We heard the girly quiz on Thursday. And, oh, God. It's a long message. Oh, Jesus. Thank you so much for this message. I will read the message. I don't know if I have time to read the message. God, it smells amazing.
We've loads of time.
I'm so excited.
We heard the girly quiz on Thursday, and Dave, we just wanted to show you what you were missing out on. We are Vico
Naturals.
Sorry, this is perfect because it's actually a handwritten note, which
an
we love.
An Irish made natural deodorant, or to be honest, we're the pits.
Because
and to be honest, we're the pits.
Love it.
Just wanted to send you some goodies. Say hi. Don't worry, Fiona. They're all natural, so safe to use during pregnancy.
Oh,
and
God,
Emma,
slay.
They'll get you through your next boxing match without breaking a sweat. Sorry, these are the loveliest people
like
in the world.
They like know us all.
Not forgetting you, Callum. There's some here for you. And
yes!
Oh my God, the way his face lit up.
Callum loves deodorant.
I love women's deodorant so much.
It's non-binary, I'd say.
I love deodorant so much.
5 weeks left to win the year, Dave. The girls might turn the heat up, but Vico Naturals has got you covered. Thanks a mil, guys. Ben and the Vico Naturals
that
team.
Is
if you don't mind,
brilliant.
Just let us know you got this, please. ops@vicodo.com.
Sorry, that is the cutest thing ever.
Thank you so much, guys. This is incredible.
Absolute legend.
Do you remember that week on the girly quiz?
I love a handwritten note.
Do you remember that week on the girly quiz and the phone a female had her little son in the car?
Oh, yeah.
And when I was asking, like, what are these three things? The son guessed armpits.
Oh,
and it
yes.
was like, you are technically correct because it's used on your armpits.
Sorry, it smells fantastic. Look at all the stuff
I'm
got.
So excited. I've been
so
oh my God,
generous.
They're so beautifully packaged and everything.
Big fan. That's
okay.
What a lovely treat. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
I wasn't even here for that girly quiz, so I don't know if I'm yes, right with any.
Of course you are. They
for your
mentioned you
match.
By name and they said the boxing match and everything.
Natural body soap as well.
Lovely.
Smells great. Oh, listen. Oh, my favourite.
Lip balm.
Ah, this is great, lads. This
oh
is
my
unreal.
God.
Thank you so much.
This is
lads,
so
what a lovely
cute.
Note. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Vico.
Appreciate Fico. You. We'll get it up on the Insta.
Absolutely.
Let's go! Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend.
Yes!
Welcome to Friday. Yes.
The weekend started for the youth yesterday.
It was great to see them out.
For the youth of
it
Ireland.
It was great to see them out, Gallivanting.
I really enjoyed it. I was like, to be young.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I think it took me a while to clock it because I was driving into town at like, there was also the protest last night, the taxi process. The
yes!
Protest,
oh
the
my
slow
God.
Driving.
Yeah.
So the taxi...
Not a great day for the students, although they wouldn't be able to afford taxis.
Wasn't a great day for me.
Exactly. It doesn't affect me at
all. Trying to get into town.
Oh no. My God, yeah.
Yeah, the 20 kilometre an hour thing. Anyway, so I had a good look at all the students.
students basically because I was sitting in traffic and it was barely moving.
You absolute pervert.
How dare you?
How I had a good look at them now.
I did.
No, and I was the same.
What I loved was the kind of the uniform of sorts that was being, everyone was in a Christmas jumper, fair play.
Yeah
and the girls with the Christmas jumper and the short skirt and then the boots.
The
boot heel.
And the lads were in the blue jeans and a Christmas jumper.
Of course.
I realised that I'm obviously not very in with the times anymore because I love a thigh high boot, but no, they always...
boots are back.
Well, no, the ones under the knee are what all the youth were wearing last night. And I was like, I'm very uncool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, everything's fine. You can't win. I was obviously in Whelan's last night because I was doing a cherry comedy. And there was a few girls now who were too cool for the Christmas jumpers.
Oh, really?
They said, I'm not doing that.
I like fair that. Enough. Fair play.
And
I was looking at them yesterday, though, like, not in a weird way, but I was looking at the lads. Like, I went for a run yesterday.
Yeah, Fiona's made everything weird now.
And we are weird. Like, no,
I know,
like,
we're just older.
Yeah, honestly.
But, like, you're looking at the youth of today, right? You're looking at them, they're all like 18, 19. And I'm looking at the lads. They're all massive. They're all gorgeous looking. Yeah. They're all chiseled.
Yeah.
What's the story with that? We didn't have
that. Well, they all started going to the gym and they're about 15.
That's not fair. You need to go through your awkward phase.
I know. Well, when we were 15, 16, we were in fields doing what have you. And they're in the gym.
That's benching.
It is insane. God bless them.
College Christmas party, though. I think all the colleges got together for that last night, so the place was absolutely thronged.
Yeah, sorry. If you're like, what are they talking about? I think it was some sort of college Christmas thing. And we all happened to travel through.
But I was on my run and I was looking at all these college students and I was like, I wonder what's going on. I was like, I'm one of those people now. I don't know what's going on.
I know. I didn't like it.
How do I? Is there a message board that you can check?
Listen, we're putting on Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs, a massive comedy gig. Tickets on sale at 8 o'clock this morning. You don't want to miss out on these. Olivia Dean now at Spin. Spin103.com. That's where you need to be. I recommend before 8 o'clock this morning, so you're ready to go to get yourself tickets to our big night of laughs happening on December 10th. The full lineup of comedians has been announced. You don't want to miss out on this.
Absolutely not. They're going to fly out. For now, though, I think we'd all agree Simon Cowell is someone that you look at and say, I want whatever beauty treatment he's having. Certainly seems to be looking great, and there was no videos going viral of him on a chat show or anything like that. He's looking fabulous. No,
it's funny though, just
sure.
Him as a person in general, because he was on our screens at that age of like teenage and he was like the baddie kind of, and he was very influential, I suppose. I'll always be interested in what he's up to.
Mm. Yes.
Which is weird. Because
exactly.
I know he's not a great guy, but he was a big part of my growing up.
He was a huge part. And it's interesting that you say he was the baddie, he was the villain, which it kind of makes sense that
he's like the Wicked Witch because he's melting.
Yes. He is literally melting. And it makes sense that he's doing this villainous baddie monster beauty treatment. Okay, so Simon Cowell, he's revealed that the way he keeps the years off, questionable, if he thinks
what
he's
age
doing
is
that.
He?
He's 66.
All right.
Wow, I'd say he would look great if he hadn't touched himself.
I know.
Not in that way. Just, I mean, like, if he hadn't gone near.
Honestly, I think that keeps you younger, really.
If you know what I mean? If he hadn't gone under the needle or under the knife, like,
I
he would have been grand.
But there's pressure in Hollywood, isn't there? And this is what he's doing now. This is the newest thing. He goes to a wellness clinic, which takes his blood, washes it, and puts it back into his body.
Oh my God. That's like, do you remember when I donated the platelets? They like take it out of you and they like do whatever to it and then put it back in or something.
See, that's the thing. It's originally from like for health and like for people who need it and for people who are on dialysis or whatever. Wow. But now it's become a thing, whereas if you can afford enough to get it done, you just do. You're putting your blood through a sieve and putting it back into yourself.
Why does your blood need cleaning?
Well, so Simon Cowell's not the only one who did it. Orlando Bloom has done it as well. All these monstery ass guys. I'm just going off monstery because obviously Pirates of the Caribbean and Lord of the Rings. Anyone in the monster circles going for this. So he chose to get his blood cleaned because he thought there was too many microplastics in his blood.
Oh my God.
So he thought that they'd clean it out.
Like,
he thought it would be like, you know, like the like water draining from your pasta and it comes back in. But ironically, if you do this process, you're actually putting yourself at more risk of microplastics because the plastics that are in the equipment can break down and go back into your blood. So he's having an absolute nightmare, okay? So I was looking up who else gets this treatment. It was basically Simon Cowell, Orlando Bloom, and two randomers who I don't know.
Two people who look very different. Like Orlando Bloom looks unbelievable. I know he's a lot younger than Simon Cowell, but like,
he's looking well. He does. Do you know?
Woof. Am I right?
Like, out of the two of them, you'd look at Orlando Bloom and be like, I'd say he has clean blood.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm not shocked.
Looking like a true vampire.
Practicing. Well, this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, I think they're trying to make themselves more attractive to vampires.
Clean blood aesthetic.
Because that's like the ultimate youth if you live forever.
Of course. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
So then, of course, I googled, do vampires prefer cleaner blood? interesting results.
Good to know where this went.
Whether vampires prefer clean blood depends on the specific fictional universe. Okay, shade. As preferences vary widely in folklore and popular culture, some lore suggests that clean or pure blood, such as that of a virgin or baby, is considered superior in taste or quality.
I don't care.
Whereas others say that it's called singer blood. Blood with a bit of razzmatazz. Blood from a guy who's been around the block is what vampires really want.
What a weird branch to go out to.
So it depends on your vampire. It depends on the taste.
Mm.
Depends on what you're into. He might
Edward
be a little freaky.
Cullen would like a bit of the clean blood.
He'd like
think.
A clean.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
New era.
New era.
Generation Love. You're listening to Spin. 8 o'clock this morning. We can't recommend enough. You keep yourself, or not, maybe not right now, but close to eight. Make sure you're on our website, spin103.com. If you want to get your tickets to our big night of laughs, we do think, and we're not being cocky or anything, but we do think this is going to sell out pretty
this
pronto.
This will sell out, folks.
And it's all for charity. So look, we can't
If you don't buy
enough.
Tickets, my mates will. So please don't let that happen.
8 o'clock this morning, they're going live.
Live. I'm done with my deli.
What?
I'm done. Oh.
Is this the deli that I know you go to?
Yeah, me and my deli have just broken up.
Sure.
I'm done with it.
That's hard.
It's one of those delis that, like, it's... I think they buy the rolls a week in advance.
Oh, no.
Oh, great.
Because, and that's how they make it cheap. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Because, like, every time you go to get a chicken fillet roll, it just falls apart.
And the roll itself?
Yeah, the roll itself just falls apart. Good. Like, it's rotten. Like,
you need a fresh
good.
Roll.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not good. And I'm just kind of sick of the place. But I went in for the last time there on... I think it was yesterday.
Can I ask?
Tell them.
Did you know it was your last time?
No, I didn't know it was my last time. Okay. It was just the last straw.
Sometimes it's like they say, like sometimes you go out and play with your friends on the street for the last time, you don't know it's the last time.
Yeah. You see, it's one of those delis where you're like, I had to park behind the shop and like it's very easily clamped there. You know what I mean? But you can't pay for parking and I can't stop off in the middle of the road to get it rolled. So I have to park. But like there's no it's like a loading bay. You can't, do you know what I mean? So I'm literally only supposed to be in there for like a minute. Go in, order my roll, you know, and I'm gone. But this one, I think I was in the shop for about 15 minutes. I was going mad.
No.
And I was so, I just kept unlocking my car to like, if there was a clamper out there, he'd be like, oh, he's around.
Yeah.
But that wasn't going to do anything. Anyway, I wasn't clamped. It was fine. But I was in there for 15 minutes. And so I queue up and that's grand. And there's a guy in front of me and he's really, really slow at ordering. And then he says, you go ahead of that fella there. And I was like, because it was obviously his mate was on the phone. And then your man, as soon as I was about to order, your man hung up the phone and started to order.
Oh,
right?
Stop.
And I was like, all right, it's fine. It's grand. The guy didn't speak much English at all. So he didn't really know what he wanted. Okay. So
right.
What he knew was he wanted a breakfast roll. Okay. Mm. So he got sausages on it and he got rashers and he got hash brown and stuff like that.
As is tradition.
Yeah. And he asked eggs. He was like, is there any, you know, eggs?
Yeah.
And she said, we've no fried eggs. We only have egg mayonnaise and we have boiled eggs. And he was like, all right, okay. What's that besides the egg mayonnaise? So that's tuna mayo. So he got tuna mayo.
No, we didn't.
And I wanted to stop him and be like, bro, that's going to taste rotten. He got sausages, rashers, hash brown and tuna mayo.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
So then I was like, that's just ruined my day already.
No.
But fine. Anyway, it comes to my order and they do this weird thing in this deli, which should have been a red flag from the first time I ever went there. What they do is they go, do you want to cut it in half? And you go, yeah. And so what she does is wrap it already. She wraps it in the the cling film or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then she cuts it in half.
Microplastics.
And then she throws the two half the rolls into a bag.
I actually think in my head that's kind of smart because if you are eating one at a time,
yeah,
it there's a way of kind of cupping it on each side. But yeah, I
Fair
know
enough.
What you're saying.
But it doesn't really matter to me as long as, you know, whatever.
The roll's good.
Anyway, so she says, you know, there you go. And I said, Grant, and I take the bag and I walk towards the counter to pay for it. the roll falls out of the bottom of the bag.
No.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And I said to her, and I was like, any chance of another one? There's already two girls in front of me and are already ordering. And she's like, yeah, no bother. I'm like, no, but sort them first. So while she's sorting them, I pick up the roll and I go to put it in the bag, you know, put it back in the bag. It falls out the other side.
What?
I don't know what she'd give me. She'd give me a faulty
she'd
bag.
She'd give you a sleeve.
And so there's just chicken fillet roll everywhere.
Oh, man. Oh,
and the
Christ.
Girls in front of me just start laughing. And I'm like, these bags are poxy. I was like, what are these? Like, I was like, can I just get a roll, please? I was in the bloody shop for 15 minutes, terrified it was going to be clamped and having an absolute mare.
So when it fell, it's not like, oh, it fell and like 10 second rule, I'll just pick it up.
No,
it
no,
fell
it
and
fell.
It was like everything
but I didn't
exploded
I tell you,
out of it.
The rolls are so crap.
Yeah.
So as soon as you even touch the roll, it's disintegrating.
So structurally, oh, no.
Structurally,
it never stood
it
a chance.
It was gone.
From falling
It was
from
under
that
the deli, it was under the crisps, it was under the Coke.
Oh, that, and that, oh. You know what? That's actually not your, you know, when you're like, I've just been working.
I was this close to being like, do you know what? I actually don't want it. I don't want anything.
I think we need to do a whole thing on the show about find Dave his new deli.
Yeah.
And you can say your stipulations, location, and just what kind of requirements you have. Parking.
You know what I don't like about a deli? I'll tell you this much. I don't like going in one day and there's something there that I really like, and then the next day it's not there.
Well, that's the nature of a deli. That's the nature of the game.
No, why are they sometimes
no, you know
going
really
to surprise you?
What do you mean there's no jambons today?
Yeah.
There's always a jambon.
I know
here.
But sometimes
I've come all this way for a jambon. No, Fiona, it's not good enough. I don't
the
care.
The builders might come in before you. Do you know what I mean?
No, but it's like some days they'll make something.
Yeah.
And some days they won't. I'm like, why are you doing that?
I know.
Just
I remember a deli near me started doing the mini jambons, which are just the most perfect little bite ever. Because everything's evenly distributed. But you don't see that many places.
So no, it's not really, the giant ones,
it's
isn't
sad.
It?
It's sad.
Look, it's the end of an era,
it's
Dave.
Sad.
End of a new era.
Was the remade roll worth it? Good?
No.
Okay. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, 18 minutes to go until tickets go on sale for Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. We cannot wait for this. Raising money for the Simon community and four incredible comedians on the lineup. Michael Fry, Shane Daniel Byrne, Emma Doran and Rachel Galvo. Get your tickets at 8 o'clock on the button on Spin's website. We reckon they're going to sell quick, okay?
Yeah.
And we really want you to be there, so come on.
Very exciting. Also, this is exciting. This week on the show, we've been teaming up with The Smooth Company, and their hair care gift sets are the must-have Christmas sets this year, with three to choose from: Smooth Mini Bar, The Luxe Layer and Tangled Ever After.
Beautiful. And their pop-up shops in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre and Dundrum Town Centre are open until December 23rd. But we have a Detangled Ever After gift set to give away.
Mm.
Well, this is the final day of the giveaway.
Oh,
it's very sad.
People
very
really
sad.
Want these. It's,
yeah.
It's amazing how popular this is, and it's an Irish brand as well. And Nicola is there to try and take this off us this morning. Any plans for the weekend?
Not really, other than kids, football and activities.
Oh, very good. Okay, so you'll be out windswept and in a breeze.
Oh, absolutely.
So you'd need a smooth stick to get rid of those flyaways.
Oh, I'd need a bit of concrete.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll have that to win on the show next week.
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Brilliant.
I'd say the next few weeks are busy with different plans coming in the lead up to Christmas, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Nice. All right. Listen, we tangled up a song this morning. It sounded like this.
Go on, Nicola, you got this. What is that song?
Where Is My Husband by Ray.
Let's
Where
check if you're right.
No, you're wrong. It's Ed Sheeran and Sapphire.
That was yesterday, Dave.
You don't miss a trick,
I always
Nicola.
Get Ed Sheeran and Ray mixed up. Nicola, congratulations. You have won a Detangled Ever After gift set. So congratulations. Enjoy your very smooth hair.
Enjoy that, girl.
Thanks a million.
You're so
Bye.
Welcome. Thanks for listening.
Good luck, Nicola.
Good weekend.
Bye.
I want to get one of these things now because everyone seems obsessed. I'm like, what am I missing out on?
I just have the stick, but I want the full kit.
I'm like, is everyone looking at me going, God, her flyaways are disgraceful.
I was going to say.
Here's Ed Sheeran, Sapphire.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. I was telling you the other day, I went to that Dublin Loves Christmas thing in the RDS. Producer Callum, you also went to some Christmassy event.
I was at Twinkle Town in Smithfield.
Why is that perfect for you?
Dublin City Council have kind of made like Dublin, it's like Dublin Twinkles at Christmas or something this year. That's like this slogan. But it's basically the Smithfield Christmas market that absolutely got dragged last year.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Really
iconic.
So much better this
10
year.
€10 hot chocolates.
€3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You
unbelievable.
Would not be getting a hot chocolate in Dublin for €3.
I know.
Euro
no, fantastic.
They're obviously making a point of it.
Yeah.
But I've realised I am deathly scared of Ferris wheels.
Why?
They've got a giant Ferris wheel set up in Smithfield Square. And I don't know, there's just something about it rocking. It was so windy. I love roller coasters. I'm an adrenaline junkie to the day that I die.
But, you can't go on a Ferris
wheel. But I cannot, for the life of me, go on a Ferris
wheel. There's no adrenaline there.
There is.
Yeah, when they rock, it's like, no.
And because it has to load people up, it goes, and then you stop a little bit, and then it goes, and you stop a little bit.
Whereas on a roller coaster, you don't really have the time to think about it. You're just gone.
And you're strapped in, and but in a Ferris wheel, you're free to move.
Did it have one of them plates that you could turn?
No, and I was so grateful for that because I would have thrown up.
Because at Electric Picnic, they were cancelling the Ferris wheel if it was windy and stuff. Like, they'd be like, no. No, too windy, no ridey.
Really?
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
All right, we're counting down the clock until tickets go on sale for Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs. For now, though, let's see what the story is on the roads. Alex.
Morning, guys. Lewis Redline Services are back.
Christmas feels so magical. Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Okay, we've been telling you about this all week.
Whew.
And now is the time to get your tickets.
Here we go. My gosh. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs happening December 10th. The Sugar Club, the over 18s event that's costing €30 with all proceeds going to charity.
This is an incredible stand-up night. It's all going to charity. Dublin Simon Community, very important charity to support around Christmas time. The lineup is unbelievable. We have Shane Daniel Byrne.
Woo!
We have Rachel Galvin.
Woo, woo.
We have Michael Fry.
Woo, woo, woo.
And we have Emma Doran. Woo, woo, two woo, woo. Men, two women, because of woke, we're keeping it all diverse. One of them's even gay. We've got it all going on. Okay?
Here we go.
But which one? Ooh.
Find out on the night.
All right, this is it. Here we go. Running, go and get your tickets. Spin1038.com. You'll see it there. It's the first thing you'll see.
And it's on the homepage.
It's on the homepage.
Can we sell this out?
It's on the homepage. And every cent you spend is going to Dublin Simon Community for an amazing night of stand-up.
If it's not already sold out, I'll be very disappointed. If I can go on now and get tickets, I'll be fuming.
Get yourself over to spin1038.com. Join us for Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs.
Woo!
Guys. Here's what you need to know. Spin 1038 Dublin. Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like when it's just gone. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Let's go. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello, hello.
Hello, what's happening?
Gosh, we keep asking Callum, do a refresh. Do a refresh. How many tickets have we sold? Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs featuring Emma Doran, Rachel Galvo, Michael Fry and Shane Daniel Byrne. Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, spin1038.com. Go and get your tickets if you want to see me and Emma do a 5-minute set and then actually enjoy yourself with the other four comedians.
And absolutely no stress if not.
Yeah.
Guys, I heard a terrible update on the news there from Alex.
Yeah.
That apparently storms that are named like women's names are taken less seriously than men's names.
Proper order.
I was just saying, on your head be it, all the serious ones have been the girlos.
Exactly. They come in and they don't mess.
Yeah.
Ophelia was in 2017.
Ophelia that don't make unnecessary journeys.
Lethal.
Hello.
Storm Emma. That was in 2018. That was crazy. The snow people couldn't leave the house. Callum walked to work. Do you remember that time?
I remember that.
Was that Emma? The only male one I can think of is in recent times is Owen or Oyen or
Oyen.
Is that a male name? Oyen.
Owen, Ian. Oh,
I know we had female Owen in the trailers.
From the trailers.
But this was spelt like Owen.
It was a man.
Wasn't there a Storm Dave or Storm David only recently? And I'm pretty
sure. Didn't make much impact.
I'm pretty sure a Lucas A bottle fell.
He
over.
Was only small.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Ellen was really bad in 2020. Eunice was in 2022. Aisha in 2024. Start taking women seriously.
I thought all storms were named after women. After women.
To me, I just see them all as equal. I don't discriminate.
Because I woke, is it?
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky.
getting tricky.
Yeah. And send us a little WhatsApp as well. Let us know if you got them.
Oh my God,
7-11-1038. For now, though.
Yeah, it's the tricky 10. It's the money can't buy prize that you could win today, actually, because it's the end of the week.
Evan is on to give this a crack this morning on his way to work. What is work for you?
Work in quality, like food manufacturing.
Oh, very
what
good.
Is food
and
manufacturing.
Tell us this. Do you have a Christmas party? Like, have you done it already, or is it coming up sometime in the next little while?
Yeah, it's Friday next week, actually.
Oh, good.
Oh, toy show day. That's a bit crap.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
And if there's food at the party, are you and all your colleagues like
testing it?
How long was that left out of the fridge?
There is food, but I don't think there'll be any food we make. So.
Okay. These are off the clock.
You'll take the risk.
Yeah. You're dead right. Yeah. Okay, very good, Evan. Well, let's set you off to that Christmas party in style. You could wear your fuzzy charge snooty if you win it. We would support that.
Yeah,
How the game works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, and in those 55 seconds, we will ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only able to accept your first answer, but if you don't know the answer, I would say just give it a guess. Now, if you top the leaderboard, you will win a brand new Money Can't Buy fuzzy charge snooty to get cozy this winter. How beautiful, how glorious. Do you like staying home and having an inside night and like cozying up by the Christmas tree? Would that be a bit of you?
Yeah, the apartment's getting cold these days, so
exactly. Sure. You need the old snooty. Okay, well, let's get it for you. Currently top of the leaderboard is Zach with 6. He got that score in 50.81 seconds. So that is the score and time to beat today, Evan. And we believe in you.
We do indeed. Evan, I'm going to ask your questions. I'm going to count you in the very best of luck. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go, Evan. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many people make up Jedward?
2.
Clontarf and Fairview are in which Dublin postal district?
3.
David Beckham's daughter is called Harper what?
Four.
How many inches is half of 1 foot?
6.
The 2002 film about mutant spiders is called What Legged Freaks?
8.
How many solo studio albums has Chapel Roan released?
2.
How many goals have Liverpool conceded in their last 3 games?
10.
Jennifer Lawrence starred in how many Hunger Games films?
4.
How many letters are in the word 7?
5.
Half of a standard full golf course has how many holes?
9.
Stop the clock.
Whoa. Evan.
I don't even know how he did. Because I was.
Oh,
how do you think you did, Evan?
Oh, my God.
I think there's probably one or two I didn't get anyway. I'm not too sure.
Why are we so, like, negative? You did really well.
That
really?
Was very, very impressive.
Let's hear it. I want to hear how he did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Incredible,
Evan.
There on a Friday with the win. Well done,
congratulations, Evan. You've won a fuzzy charge snooty.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Such enjoyable play. It really was.
That was
I really liked listening along to that.
Evan, how did you feel like I read the questions? I felt like I was really on it today.
I'll stop trying to make this about you.
Just thought, you know, I'm the reason you kind of won, because I am to ask so well.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without you.
That's what I was thinking.
Evan, let's just have a look back at what you caught you. David Beckham's daughter, her name is Harper 7. And how many studio albums has Chapel Roan released? She actually, believe it or not, only has the one album so far. They're the only ones that caught you out. You did amazingly. So well done.
Well done, Evan. Congratulations.
That was unbelievable.
Thank you.
You will have your fuzzy charge snooty in June.
Perfect time.
Good luck, Evan. Have
Enjoy
a great day.
Your Christmas party.
Cheers, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
And just to confirm, just if you missed that at any point, Liverpool have conceded 10 goals in the last 3 games. That's 10 goals. Yeah, there was 4 against PSV. There was 3 against Forest, and there was 3 against Man City. So just once more, if you missed that there, Liverpool have conceded 10 goals in their last 3 matches.
And
have a great weekend.
How many have Man United conceded in the last 3 games?
It's not even on the list.
Just conceded mean bottled it.
Gave away.
Conceded, gave
Sorry,
away.
Yeah.
Like as in they scored against us. So once again, Liverpool have conceded 10 goals in the last 3
games.
How
many was it? I didn't catch
it. It was 10.
If you want to play the Tricky 10 on Monday, we're kicking off a brand new week of it. If you want to get top of the leaderboard, that's a guarantee, of course. On a Monday, message us now the word tricky. 087 711 1038. Drop us a WhatsApp. We can get you on air to play on Monday morning.
Only 5 for United.
Christmas! Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs.
supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Ah, oh, lads, this is brilliant.
It's so,
I'm
so,
so
cool.
Excited about this now.
Enough about Khaki Kid. This is our moment.
Yeah. We're putting on a show too.
We sure are.
In the Sugar Club, 10th of December. Won't be long coming around. Some brilliant comedians on this lineup.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we've got Shane Daniel Byrne. We've got Michael Fry, Rachel Galvo and Emma Doran. I'll be hosting it or whatever. Like, it's not really a big
deal. Exciting.
And making their stand-up debuts, whether they like it or not, on the night will be our very own Emma and Dave, which I think I am personally the most excited for.
We're doing a 5-minute set each.
That's a long time, you know.
It is quite a long time.
Because I keep thinking, it's 5 minutes, it's nothing. And then I was like, no, my whole boxing match was 6 minutes and it felt like eternity.
Okay,
oh, yeah, but this is a lot less physical than that.
No, but still. still, at least you're distracted doing, I don't know.
No, I know, but that actually is two huge, like, brand new things for you to do in such close succession.
I like it. I've enough done for this year.
You said something about the boxing in your set.
Well, I said to Fiona earlier, can we meet up next week and can you help me? Dave was up at like 4 o'clock this morning.
I was up since 4:45 writing notes. I just couldn't sleep last night, so I was just like, I'm not that I'm worried about doing this 5-minute set. I know once I'm on stage, I'm going to be having a ball and I'm going to come off stage and be like, that was class.
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing.
I know that's going to happen.
I need some of that energy.
Once you get your first laugh, you'll be like, oh my God.
I'm going to be so addicted. I'm like, more.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was up about 4:45 this morning up until now, awake, writing the stuff for my set. And I imagine I'm going to change it even 10 minutes before the set. But I've been just like, I just want it to be decent.
Constantly on your mind.
It will be decent. Everyone's everyone's going to be so supportive of you as well. Mm. Like, but people who are doing stand-up for the first time, everyone wants to see you do well. No one's going to be like, what are these two going to be?
This is what I'm worried about. Because obviously, Rachel Galvo, Shane Daniel Byrne, Michael Fry and Emma Doran have all posted on their own socials. Yeah. So I'm like, are we just going to get their fans coming to the gig and instead of our listeners?
I will have to explain it.
And are they going to be like, who are these people doing 5 minutes? Why? They're terrible.
No. I'll add context to everything.
Okay. Now, we do have tickets on sale right now. If you would like to come, get yourself over to spin103.com. I reckon they're going to go before 9. Yeah. I have a feeling.
Please come to this and laugh at my jokes. I'm begging you.
Don't forget, every cent that goes from ticket sales is going directly to Dublin Simon Community, a really, really important charity to support, especially around Christmas time. They serve people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness through outreach, treatment, counselling and recovery services.
Now, we did yesterday say if you want to win your tickets, and we still expect that when you get there, you'll throw a few quid in a bucket. Yeah. Send us a laugh emoji. So I think we should just get them sorted because we haven't done that yet.
Mm. Yeah.
And get rid of another pair of tickets.
Hello.
Maria, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Morning, Maria.
How are you?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good. Maria, we asked you to get in touch and send us the word laugh if you wanted to get yourself to the big night of laughs. You did something kind of creative with that, didn't you?
What did you do, Maria?
Yeah, I just put the little emojis in between each
letter.
That's very creative,
so you went,
Maria.
L, laughing face, A, laughing face, U, laughing face, G, etc, etc. Well, it obviously did something magic for you because you've won your way to the big night of laughs.
Woo-hoo! Nice one.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much, Maria.
You're our first winner of tickets, which is pretty cool. Who are you looking forward to seeing? I don't know if you remember the lineup. Let me give it to you one more time. It is the fantastic Rachel Galvo, Shane Dan Byrne, Emma Doran and Michael Fry, and as well me and Emma doing our own 5-minute set.
And can we give her her dues? Fiona Frawley on the
MC. I was just about to say, with Fiona hosting, who are you most looking forward to seeing, Maria?
I am definitely looking forward to seeing Emma tomorrow.
Emma Doran,
yeah.
Very good. Okay, so you're a big fan of her. And how do you feel about Emma and Dave doing their first comedy sets ever?
I'm really excited. I'm so excited I've won the tickets. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, of course, girl. We're so excited to have you there. Sit in the front row. Will you be good for crowd work? What do you do for a living?
I'm an S&A. I'm actually on the way.
You're an S&A. Okay, I can't make fun of that. So you sit in the back, Maria. But have a great night there. And we'll see you at the show.
Maria, we'll see you there.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, Maria.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Ah, gorgeous. So there you go now. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. All for charity. Four incredible comedians. Tickets are going very fast. I don't think they'll be around much longer. Get them now at spin1038.com.
I'm very nervous, lads. I'm very excited. I got the giddies. I got the Christmas giddies.
Good. Yeah. People who aren't nervous are crap. So it's good to be a bit scared. Okay. Yes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Last night, I was at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
Oh, gorgeous.
I love saying the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
I love going to the Bord Gáis.
I know.
So something about going to the Bord Gáis makes me feel so classy.
Yeah, it feels lovely. Cultured. Yeah.
What did you go and see?
It was Moulin Rouge.
Oh,
the stage was unbelievable. It was very sexy. Now, yeah. All the girls.
What's Moulin Rouge about? Is it like an actual musical, or is it like just people dancing?
No, it's a musical. It was based off a film that was released a long, long, long time ago. It's about this girl who kind of leaves her home to go and work in the Moulin Rouge, which is like a club in Paris. Oh. Quite like kind of brilliant.
Is it still a thing, the Moulin Rouge?
I went to the Moulin Rouge in Paris last year
as a club.
It's like a cabaret show.
Yeah.
And it's very different from the musical. And the girls have their boobies out. I would recommend it. It's so fun. Not because of the boobs, just because it's a great night.
You creep.
I am a sick little pervert.
But basically happens is... Jesus. the girl goes off to work in the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
The business is under a lot of pressure.
Moulin Rouges.
Yeah. And they've asked her to kind of get up close and personal with this duke to invest in it.
Okay.
But she looked at the wrong guy and thought it was this other guy.
And she fell in love with him.
So starts... Well, like, can I do spoilers for Moulin Rouge that released in like the
90s? I think it's grand. The film was out, in 2000 or whatever it was.
She obviously falls in love with the wrong guy.
Okay.
But is forced to kind of continue with the duke, but there's an affair going on with the other fella.
Right.
I'll say no more.
Oh, I'm with you. Okay.
So fabulous. It was Nicole Kidman and Ewan Owen McGregor.
Yes.
Ewan McGregor back in the original one. I loved that film.
I need to watch it
so
when,
much.
When she's saying Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, is she saying that to the Duke or is she saying that to the guy she likes?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi was actually the opening performance from loads of cabaret dancers. So
I thought she said like Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, which means will you please go to bed with me?
Tonight.
Does it mean that?
I've been singing that since I was about 11.
Yeah.
That
is Do you not know that?
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
We just do one rendition of it. 3, 2, 1. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? C'est soi. Thank you.
I was doing Christina. Could you tell?
I was Pink.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Maya.
I was Dave.
It is. Like when I was 11, I was given the real like, C'est soi. God, I'm scarlet for myself.
Lads, it's my favourite part of the week.
Mm.
It's where I rank from 5 to 1 my favourite very niche things.
Oh, gorgeous.
This week, incredibly niche. This week, incredibly late as well. Can I apologise? It is not 8:15, in case you're thinking, Dave ranks. God, I should be, you know, whatever. It is 8:40. You should be in work very soon. Okay. So Dave ranks this week. Have a listen. What could I possibly be ranking with I'm a Celebrity?
Ooh.
I welcome you to Dave ranks the animal themed transition clips in I'm a Celebrity when the camera cuts back to Ant and Dec.
Oh my God, incredible.
Yes.
Excellent.
That's brilliant. One of the nichest yet.
It is very niche. I don't know.
Can you just explain it again to me?
I will. I don't know if your people are going to love this, but if you are like me and you're loving I'm a Celebrity this year, you will notice that, well, it's in every season, when they're showing the camp and they're doing maybe a trial and then it cuts back to Ant and Dec, what you usually see is a little animal. That they could do, and it'll be a little noise that the animal makes before it goes back to Ant and Dec reacting to what they've just seen.
So good. I feel like even if people aren't that big into I'm a Celeb this year, these noises are like etched in.
Yeah, they kind of are. Especially number one later on. Alright, especially number one. These were very hard to get. If the quality isn't amazing, I do apologise, but they were very hard to get legally. We start with Dave Ranks, the animal themed transition clips in I'm a Celebrity when the camera cuts back to Ant and Dec with Number five is frog.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
You
that's
like it?
That's a great one.
It does
I
what
always
it says
enjoy
on the
that
tin.
After. What? Not the bush dog control. What's it called where they go to your man in the shed?
Oh, okay. Kiosk Keith. Yeah.
Yeah, that just brings you back to after Kiosk Keith, and then you're back to camp waiting for them to come
or
back
Ken,
in.
Or Kev or whatever it is.
There's a real sinister vibe in that one as well. The music in the background, it's not just the animal noise. Mm. It is like a real. Like something bad has just happened.
Wait till you hear number three.
Oh.
So that was five. That was frog. I put it at number five because I didn't really think there was much to it.
Yeah.
We move on to fourth place, the opposite of frog. Too much going on, in my opinion, but still quite good. Number four is lizard.
It's eating the fly, that
eating
one.
Eating the fly that's
that
flying
think,
around.
When you just hear it, it makes me think of like a smelly poo. With,
okay.
Like flies
in the dunny.
Yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Number three, I really, really enjoy. It's a great noise. It's short. It's snappy. It's to the point. Number three is Crocodile.
This. I haven't watched this season, and these are all so perfect. I can see the crocodile's mouth opening and everything.
Yeah. They haven't changed these in forever.
No, and why so would they? Shouldn't.
They're probably thinking someone might rank these.
They have actually changed them, but they're more like AI, or they're more like visual effects now than they used to be.
But the noises are still there.
The noises are still pretty much the same as they were, but the visual effects are different.
Okay. Are you watching I'm a Celeb this year, Callum?
I'm not, but this is just...
You love anything Ant and Dec, no?
I do, but there's a lot of commitment. I'm just enjoying...
He just watches their links and it turns off.
The link from the bridge, I was like, should have ranked those ones.
They are good, but there's about a million of them.
Yeah.
All right, we move on to second place in Dave Ranks, the animal-themed transition clips, and I'm a Celebrity when the camera cuts back to Ant and Dec. In second place, you don't really even need to know what animal this is to enjoy the sound, but I'll tell you anyway, in second place is a praying mantis.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't that really nice?
That sounds like it should be in a video game.
Because the praying mantis is kind of doing like what looks like karate or something.
Oh my God, we should have had to guess the animals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
That's good. That's better. No, let's go back on them again.
Well, let's be clear. I don't think I ever would have guessed. What's that called?
A praying mantis.
What kind of an animal is that? A monkey?
A praying mantis.
No, I don't know what it is.
It's a little bug.
Oh.
It's like a bug with like feelers and stuff.
Okay. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know what a praying mantis is?
Yeah, it's very...
Did you, Fiona?
No, I was picturing like a little meerkat type situation.
Me too.
I've heard the name, but like I've not known what it is.
I didn't know.
087 711 1038. Do you know what a praying mantis is?
We might just stop everything we have planned for the rest of the show and just do that, because I'm so... That's like not
I'd
knowing what
I've never heard of one.
What?
The two genders. You either know what a praying mantis is or you don't.
Okay, let's park that for a while. But it is not the first one, even though it sounds fantastic. Have a listen to it one more time. Ah, lovely. Very nice. Second place praying mantis. But it is not first place. I think we all know what's coming up. Although, maybe you're thinking, oh, it's going to be the rat. It is not the rat because I couldn't find the rat. The rat kind of said that... And I do like it.
That was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Do the rat again.
It's kind of like...
I'm not playing a clip here. That is live tape. One more time. And do one for the camera. We'll get it on Instagram.
What camera?
Another disturbing.
Rat thing. Anyway.
That's incredible.
That's the rat where the rat kind of like cleans its ears. But it's not number one because I couldn't find a clip of it. Number one for Dave Ranks, the animal theme transition clips, and I'm a Celebrity when the camera cuts back to Ant and Dec, is the cockroach.
Oh my god, the OG!
It's so good.
That is Hall of Fame.
Fun fact about this one, the ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling is used for the cockroaches when its antlers are moving, but also it's used on a different clip of a spider bundling up its web.
Yes. Oh, that is, I'm so happy that that's number one.
It was really good.
Brilliant. Dave, that's my favourite Dave Rank so far.
Thank you very much.
But the girls don't know what a praying mantis is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and what?
Did anyone text in? Does anyone know what a praying mantis is?
A praying mantis. Did no one watch Kung Fu Panda?
Yes, exactly.
That was from Ava.
No, our frontal lobes are developed.
A praying mantis. I had absolutely no idea.
Is it a meerkat or a monkey?
I thought it was a monkey.
I give that vibe.
That's like, guys, think about Rome or something.
Yeah, little beady eye.
Fiona in the morning. Hello there, how are you?
Hello, what's happening?
Guys, this one goes out
to the one I love.
To people who have family outside of Dublin, who are blow-ins to Dublin, like me. I've been living here since 2019. This time of year, isn't it so hard to get home? Do you ever find like that?
Because if you're working in Dublin, like Waterford,
or like Waterford, like, or whatever,
Because if you're in Dublin working Monday to Friday, and there's one thing on at the weekend, that's the weekend gone. There is no point getting in the car on a Saturday afternoon to go to Galway, or wherever you're going. It need to make it worthwhile. It kind of needs to be Friday to Sunday, and I feel like at the moment, lads, the social calendar is fairly busy.
It is,
and I really miss my granny.
But tell her to come up.
To get the train.
Yeah.
Tell her to get the train.
You know, in 2019, when I just moved up here, one weekend I was down with her and I left my purse in her house.
And I was like, it's grand, granny. I'd like, it's all at night these days. I don't really need it. It's fine.
Yeah.
She was like, no, me and Bernie are getting the train up tomorrow.
Ah, stop.
They probably
and they,
well,
they get free travel in fairness. So why not?
But like in her late 80s, I thought that was pretty
what
incredible.
What a legend.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
But yeah, it's just that time of year. I'm saying this now. I don't think I'm going to get down till Christmas, lads.
But that's that's probably the boat a lot of people are in. It's probably like, I'll see you at Christmas at
poor
this
little
stage.
Country bumpkin.
Aww.
Isn't it sad?
Country mouse. I'm a city rap person.
Welcome on in for now, though, to one more tune. This is where you get to choose the final song of the show.
Says the mead man.
That's close enough.
Yeah,
that's
fair enough. Listen, this is a good one more tune that I have chosen. You're going to hear Emma's first, but I just need you to get behind mine this week.
Right.
It's really important, I'll tell you
all. I was kind of stuck because I was like, we're not in Christmas zone yet, kind of. But yeah. I was like, okay, what's kind of relevant this week? Who have we been talking about? And then I was like, okay, what songs are going to turn 10 at the end of this year?
Oh, that's fun.
So I'm back to 2015 and one song stuck out straight away. I love it. It's Selena Gomez. And I'm trying, but I can't keep my hands to myself. Would you like to hear Selena Gomez and Hands to Myself? 10 years old this year. You're voting for the last song of the show. If you want to hear it in full, Emma, in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-1038.
Good choice, great tune. However, I think I would like to start a campaign to play the very first Christmas song on Spin today.
No.
Our Christmas party is tonight, so I'm getting in the festive mood. I would like to play Spin's very first Christmas song for 2025, and I need your help
That's
to do
big.
It.
So you
That's
picked
big.
A classic, like something that everyone loves.
Rocking
right?
around the Christmas tree or...
Jingle Bells.
The Pogues!
Yeah.
No, I've gone for this. I love
the way you hold me tight. Of course you do.
What?
Here we go.
Here we go. Kiss me, babe, it's Christmas time. Hell yeah. June. My favourite band of all time is a band called Owl City. Did you know they had a Christmas tune? You do now. It's called Kiss Me, Babe, It's Christmas Time.
There is one radio station in the country based in the southeast of this island that hammers that Christmas song every year. And that's the only place you'll hear it.
I've never heard that in my life.
Or tonight, this morning, or now. You could hear this as the last song of the show.
It's great.
The very first Christmas song ever played on Spin. Owl City, Kiss Me, Babe, It's Christmas Time. You know you want to get behind this campaign. It's Dave and a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Just the word Dave.
Oh, I support you on your journey wish you good luck with that. But I think I've got this in the bag this week. I've gone for this. So let's ride. No, they can't catch me. Cute,
sexy, and my ride sporty. Those sucks, no, they can't catch me. What the hell is this?
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of that?
No.
That is Charlie XCX with Vroom Vroom in honour of the polo that drove into the Sentra on Dame Street. We're going to drive all night. If you want to hear that, that is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Very quickly, I'm going for Selena Gomez and Hands to Myself.
I've gone for Owl City, Kiss Me Babe, It's Christmas Time.
And I've gone for Vroom Vroom, Charlie XCX. If you want to hear that, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Let's rock!
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
Okay, listen, if you want to get yourself to Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, happening on Wednesday week, that is the 10th of December.
Low ticket warning.
No, but seriously.
No, it's so exciting. We're raising money for the Simon community. You're supporting such an incredible cause by getting involved in this. And you're going to be, I promise you, so entertained for brilliant Irish comedians. Emma Doran, Rachel Galvo, Shane Daniel Byrne and Michael Fry and myself and Dave. You can come and laugh.
We're doing our very first... Our stand-up debut.
That's going to be the best part of it all.
I'm so nervous for it.
Do you think Rachel Galvo is going to watch me do my first stand-up set?
Oh, of course.
Can we just get rid of her?
Listen, get to spin103.com now. Get your tickets. It's going to be a brilliant, brilliant night.
Woo! For now, we're conducting a bit of market research on the show. 087-711-1038. When is your Christmas party? We're just trying to get a gauge. Who has the earliest Christmas party? Maybe you've already had it. Who has the latest Christmas
There's
party?
There's no way anyone's is earlier than ours. Ours is tonight.
Do you really think? I don't think this is that crazy. I think
it's insane. It's not even December and we're having our Christmas party.
Yeah, I feel like it was this early last year as well, wasn't it? Our Christmas party was
No, I think it was in December.
Oh, but it was in December, actually.
Because I feel like once you get into December, it's like, honestly, it's like every friend group has Christmas Christmas dinners and whatever. Like, I was trying to organise Christmas drinks with my colleagues from my old work the night before, and everyone was like, well, we've no weekends left and we've no Thursdays. So we were trying to organise drinks on a Wednesday, and it just ended up not happening because no one's free. So I think November is a good time to have it.
Okay.
Because once you get into December, it's just chaotic. Mm. But yeah, I know that you guys were like, I mean.
But see, like last year, it was perfect. Last year, I just checked my calendar, the 13th of December.
Was it? That's very late. Like, that's a high profile night.
I know.
People aren't free.
But like, still, like the 13th of December, like you feel Christmassy. You don't feel stupid, like dressing up in like a Christmas jumper or whatever.
Are you wearing a Christmas jumper?
Sorry, no.
What was ever wrong with like next Friday, say the 5th?
Toy show day.
Okay, fair enough. And then the 12th, I guess, is that too late? No, we were the 13th last year. We could have went then, I guess, as well.
I just think people usually have plans around that.
And
kind
it's
of
really
time.
Hard for the companies to get the bookings on the places.
I will say, I do enjoy the fact that the company has put it on a Friday. That is sound. You know what I mean? Because I know if you're part of one of, say, if you're part of like the Big Five or whatever, or you're part of some tech company.
Sorry,
that has
if I'm
like,
stupid. What's the Big Five?
But like the law firms.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. They have like
Fox.
They have a massive Christmas party that does be on like a Wednesday, and you get like drink tokens.
My friend has his next Thursday, which I'm like, that's grand, but you're expected in the office on the Friday morning. You know what I mean?
But I guess they know that everyone will be kind of a bit tender.
I worked somewhere before where they gave you walking in 3 drink tokens, and that was it. The rest was on you, darling.
My Christmas party where I worked last year, they made such a big song and dance of like having these cocktails, and it was like, ooh, let's make them themed for work. No free bar to be had.
Really?
And I was like, why are you making such a big deal about it? Oh, we have to pay for them. And speaking of like nights of the week, Dwayne, my husband's Christmas party, he says he's not going to it anyway because he's very antisocial in work. His is on a Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
A Tuesday?
Which I'm like, that is awful.
Unless you have the rest of the week off, what's the point?
Are you even going to play Top 10 Tuesday? Like, what the hell?
Listen, tell us. What date is your Christmas party? That's all we want to know. Send us a voice note to 087-711-103. Just the date of your Christmas party. It could be in 2 weeks' time. Could have been come and gone already. You just tell us the date. We want to conduct some market research and see kind of how our Christmas party fares among the masses.
Among the masses. And if you want, tell us how you feel about it. Tell us, are you happy it's early?
I just think, like, if you had it on the 12th, which is the Friday 2 weeks, like, that's kind of perfect. There's no toy show. And, it's kind of in the middle of December. That'd probably be the night that everyone's having a Christmas.
I think it's too late.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think this is too early.
No, I think this is perfect. So let's see.
Get in touch. Tell us, what date is your Christmas party? That's all we need from you in a WhatsApp or a voice note, 087-711-1038.
Somber wants it on the 12th of December.
Oh,
12 to 12.
So true.
So fair. I absolutely love the song. Can't get sick of it. It is Somber. It's been...
Good morning. How are you on the show this morning on 087-711-103? We're asking, just conducting a bit of market research, when is your Christmas party?
Ours is tonight.
I think it's perfect time for it before we get into the madness of December. Has yours already happened? Is it kind of run of the mill 12th, 13th of December? Or is it in January, February? When I worked in hospitality, it was always after
Christmas.
That's
so tough.
A radio station that I worked for before years ago, we used to always have our Christmas party in January because I think they were really struggling with cover over Christmas and stuff like that. But in that way, they could get cover in and everyone could go.
Exactly.
And then they made such a song and dance about the party. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
You're picked up by a bus. You all went to Galway, did this huge night out, day out in Galway. Then you were brought out to Salt Inn. Then you were stayed out in Connemara somewhere.
That sounds class.
That's unreal.
That's worth waiting for.
And it was good because it was the middle of January and no one was doing anything.
Exactly.
But like, that's worth waiting for. And was it open bar?
Oh yeah, it was. They were
See,
so
that's
generous.
What you want.
Yeah.
I remember people always like they were kind of famous that radio station for their Christmas parties just being so generous.
That's class, especially when people have worked so hard over the Christmas.
Yeah,
you've something to look forward to because there's no point in looking forward to like a Christmas party in January if it's just you go to a
drink
pub.
Token.
Like,
if they're doing that, you're going all out.
Now this is Anita.
My gym Christmas party was last Saturday, the 22nd of November, and my work Christmas party is the 11th of December. So I think I'm earlier than yours with the Christmas.
Gym Christmas party.
I kind of forgot people have like other things. They can have Christmas party forever, whatever.
Guys,
what?
Come on.
I have my Heiden Boxing Academy Christmas party next weekend. Just me and all the boxers. We're just getting together for some drinks.
Is that what you do? Yeah.
Well, it's my first time being invited, but I'm invited. The Heiden Boxing Academy Christmas party on Saturday week, so I'll be very busy for that.
I need to sit undercover in the pub and perceive that. I need to see how boxers let loose. I am like so intrigued.
I'm so excited about
it. Are you all going to drink out of a glove?
I kind of forget.
Like,
you kind of forget. Chewy but a glovey.
The people who have like other kind of like say do sport, they have like a Christmas party for
I
them
have
as well.
Heard of, I've heard of gym Christmas party because okay, you know well, some people
next
are
year,
so
I want
into
to be.
It.
I want to see how many Christmas parties I can get invited
you
to.
You can go
year.
To your golf Christmas yeah. party.
I'm the only one there at the driving range yeah, with a drink exactly. in hand.
We Perfect. Do have Emmy standing by there. When's your party?
It's tonight.
Is it tonight as well? Oh,
yeah.
You're going to Bruno Mars.
You're going to Bruno Mars. And where are you having yours, Emmy?
Mine is in the old Becht of Wesley.
Oh, very good. Okay,
yeah,
South Side for Life.
Is it the old disco joint?
Yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Class.
Or it's just nearby because didn't that one?
Where is
wasn't
it?
There
sorry.
Fire in that one.
It's Wes
in,
disco. Like,
yeah, I remember in, Wes, but I never went to Wes. But Wes was also
it's
on,
literally in the Wes.
Wes was also on the North Side.
Shout out, was it?
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
We not also not had, the way we knew it.
You had like a school disco called Wes.
Really?
It was on the north side, yeah. I'm
but it's
sure.
like old Wesley Rugby Club. Anyway. Emma,
how do you feel about it being on tonight? Yeah. Do you think it's a bit too early?
No, I am delighted because I just want it done and over with.
Really?
Why okay. do you want to yeah. Shout out to your colleagues.
Why
no, I love them, I do.
Yeah, just in terms of like, right, get the Christmas party out of the way, deal with the fear, yeah. and then get ready for Christmas.
Deal with the fear.
So exactly.
It takes a month.
And will you go hard, Emmy, do you think? Or will you take it easy because it's your workplace?
No, I'm going to probably go easy because I have two young babies.
Oh,
so
fair enough.
Tomorrow, it's not worth it for tomorrow.
I know. Yeah,
but you deserve a night out, Emmy.
Yeah.
You deserve to
yeah,
have
well,
fun.
That's true.
Until the child starts crawling on you at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And do you have like the Santa visits and all booked in? Is that kind of, that's going to be taken over December and all? And
Completely.
Okay, so how long have you worked there?
Well, actually, I only started in July. So
okay, so
I'm
more reason to feel like to be tame and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Very good.
Exactly.
Emmy, thank you very much for that. We might see
no
you around
problem.
The place later.
Yeah.
See you at
yeah,
Wes.
Enjoy your party.
See you at Wes. Good luck, Emmy. Bye.
Bye. Emmy. Talk to you later. Now, Denny is there as well.
Sorry, I was wrong. It was not on, Wes was not on the north side.
Yeah, shut up.
I just remember, like, I was like, there's no way my mates were going to Donnybrook, but apparently they were.
No, they were. And do you know, when you were going into Wes, you had to give your postcode. You had to be like,
what?
I'm from D, whatever.
What?
And I met, yeah.
Why?
Because they were freaks. I didn't even know what mine was.
My mates were going from...
They might not have got in.
They're from D. Rada.
Yeah, they might not have got in. They might have had to lie
honestly.
And said they were from somewhere else.
What
it's mad what
it
went on.
It was absolutely tapped, that place.
Denny was in touch as well.
Our Christmas party is at the end of January this year. We don't know the date yet.
Oh.
But 2 years ago, it was in April.
What?
What? That's a summer party.
Basically like an Easter party.
An Easter party,
no,
that's crazy.
That's insane.
That's taking it too far. April, like that's a way too long a stretch to feel appreciated after
Christmas.
Well,
are we all feeling better about it being on tonight then?
Yeah, sure.
Dwayne's asked me to verify he's not going to his work Christmas party because it's the cherry Christmas party that night, 16th of December.
Oh, I'm going to get invited to that one next year too.
You're invited, baby.
Oh,
just
sweet.
Buy a ticket.
Buy your way to the Christmas party. This is
it. Spins fully charged, recharged.
Olivia, Dina, man, I need. We have some breaking news on the show.
Oh, go on. Christmas feels
so magical. Emma, Dave, and Fiona's big night of laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Is the big news that we don't have to do it?
No, the big news is that it's happening. Okay, let's just explain first in case people have just joined and don't know what this is. We're putting on a big stand-up comedy night for charity. Fiona Frawley, who is an established comedian in the Irish comedy scene who we're very lucky to work with, has a great list of contacts and has really helped to pull off an incredible lineup that is happening for Dublin Simon community with us on the 10th of December in the Sugar Club.
Exactly.
Sugar Club.
Sugar Club, 100% ticket sales are going directly to Dublin Simon community. We have an incredible lineup. We've got Shane Daniel Byrne. We've got Rachel Galvo. We've got Michael Fry.
Wow.
We've got Emma Doran. I'm going to host it or whatever. It's not really a big deal.
It
but
is a big
most
deal.
Importantly, Emma and Dave of Fully Charged fame will be doing their first ever stand-up sets
God
on the night.
You all.
I mean, we do comedy every day on this show.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So
you
grand.
Do. I don't. I just press the buttons.
Emma.
No, but here's the thing. This is the breaking news. There's 15 tickets left.
Ooh.
Oh, my. Yeah.
There. Actually, I lie. There's 10 tickets left.
Stop.
Oh
there
my
are
God.
10.
Five just go
left.
There.
Literally on the refresh.
Girls.
There are 10 tickets left. Get yourself over to spin1038.com. Wouldn't it be amazing?
If we sold out.
Before 10.
That would be good.
Wouldn't it be nice? I think we will. I told you.
Spin1038.com. Go and give some money to charity and have a laugh while you're doing it.
Yes,
guys, 100%. Every single one of those people is coming to see you.
No,
that's what they want.
Let's not take away.
I'm going to see Rachel Galvin.
I'm going to see Emma Dorn.
Okay,
but listen, it's going to be brilliant. It's such a great night. Fiona's been saying for ages, like, all of these comedians would sell out their own gigs immediately for
way more money,
and they are
than what we're charging, and we're charging 30 quid, and it's purely for charity.
Yeah. Most of these acts do have big solo gigs around Christmas, and like multiple nights at the Ambassador, Vicar Street, what have you, which is far larger venues. So this is going to be really special. It's going to be an intimate night, and it's going to be for charity, and it's just going to be a bit of crack.
Emer,
for God's
just
sake.
Text me. I had text her being like, "Would you get up? Nearly gone."
It's amazing though, because as soon as I'm paid, then the rest of that money is going to charity, and it's going to be great.
Once we cover Dave's substantial fee,
all for Dublin Simon Community.
The homeless will get some money. Thanks, Dave.
Do 10 yourself grand a for favor me, and get yourself over to spin1038.com. Grab the last 10 tickets.
See, the comedy's already started.
We're
just having
good,
a laugh.
Very good now.
I made some terrible mistake.
What?
I didn't do my tan last night.
Oh no, that's awful.
And what that means, Dave, is the white dress I wanted to wear tonight, I now can't.
What about instant tan? I hear that's a thing.
That is a thing.
Okay, girly
quiz.
Yeah,
I suppose.
But you can't wear a white dress after doing instant tan.
Okay.
Hey, I did mine last night. And hey, do you know what we forgot to say? Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, we never mentioned Thanksgiving.
No, I know. All right, relax, Callum. I said, do you know what we forgot to say?
Callum's so angry, he was like, that was yesterday.
Happy Thanksgiving. We forgot to say it.
Happy Black Friday to all who celebrate.
Happy Thanksgiving to the Yanks. Happy Black Friday today. Watch your import charges if you're getting anything from outside of the EU, which means
what
the UK.
What a random greeting card this is. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. And just be careful of them custom charges, all right?
I said what I said.
As every good radio show should end. And watch them custom charges.
And tell me this, get yourself over to spin103.com. Very last couple of tickets remaining for Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, raising money for the Simon Community. Do mind Black Friday, give some money to charity.
Yeah, no
today,
import
perhaps.
Charges on them, because
exactly.
Ireland remains in the EU. What about where you're from, Callum? Oh, sorry.
You left.
I did not vote for Brexit, but you have been voting. You have been voting,
sorry,
for the last song of the show.
Yes.
I want to be clear on that. I thought you meant you didn't vote at all.
No, I voted, but not for Brexit. You've been voting for the last song of the show, though, a much better poll than Brexit. Emma went for Selena Gomez, Hands to Myself. Dave went with the first ever Christmas song on spin this year, Kiss Me Baby, It's Christmas. And then Fiona went for some muck. I can tell you, with 73% of the vote, the first Christmas song on spin this year!
Lads, we're going out on a real high here.
Go on,
welcome,
Dave.
Welcome to the very first Christmas song ever played on spin in 2025. It's Owl City and Kiss Me Babe, It's Christmas
Merry
Time.
Merry Christmas. Well, it's Christmas time and I'm warm inside despite the bitter cold, cause you're here with me and I guarantee my heart is yours to hold. Spin.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.